Welcome to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast, where we discuss various dog training topics to help you become the best leader for your dog. Marvin Pierce has over 20 years of experience with obedience training for dogs located in the Sherwood, Oregon area. Offering private lessons and group clinics, the dog teacher has been able to change the lives of dog owners by helping them develop and maintain an obedient dog. For more information, contact us at marvinpiercedogteacher.com.
Good evening, everyone.
Were you confused? Were you going to say good morning?
Marvin here with Bianca.
Can I say something?
No.
You did ask a question. You did say no.
Yeah, she's going to probably delete my videos.
True.
What did you want to do to my phone?
I wanted to make sure there was no one out front for our 6 o'clock class to be postponed because it's 90 degrees.
Oh.
Well, they probably sure they're not. They'd be in a barn. I thought you were going to try to delete my two videos I made of you.
Do we have anybody on with us?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, good everyone. Evening.
I've tried to check my cameras to make sure nobody's standing out front in 99 degrees.
How many people do we have?
Just
one. See, I don't want to download.
I'd like to ask some questions to our audience, but...
Ooh. Well, let's do it.
What is the number one challenge you have with your dog in training?
That's a good one. Hey, you know, you missed out on a group walk yesterday. You were doing less than a little bit.
We're trying to reconnect.
Huh?
Trying to reconnect. Are you off Wi-Fi?
No.
You're off Wi-Fi.
We're reconnecting?
Yeah.
Don't that suck? What year is this?
Marvin.
What?
Okay,
we're offline. Are we back on?
Not yet.
Let's move to town. Packing up tomorrow.
Back on.
Okay.
And we're live. Good
Welcome
evening.
Back. We had to take a quick break there because the internet told us to. So, Bianca, you want to re-ask your question?
What is your biggest challenge with training your dog?
That you, well, I guess anybody really, but the ones who train with us, you know, also. Because some of them
well,
still
anybody,
have trouble.
Yeah,
but anybody out there. Because the group walk in town the other day was pretty cool because we, Bianca actually done a lesson with a puppy and I had, I don't know, 5 or 6 dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we done all kinds of weird stuff. And some of it is what we was going to do tonight in the clinic that we canceled because it's too hot. And we don't have the round pen heated and air conditioned. So, but it was just like kind of normal stuff for our dogs and some of the people who were there too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny because Jim and Finn even didn't pass. They would have failed if we would have graded them. And Jim was excited because he got something new to work on. You know, he didn't get all ear hurt like, and nobody there did, I don't think, because everybody just, now anybody that hangs out with us kind of knows that I always try to find something to, you have a challenge with to do your dog so you can make your dog cooler. But like I told him, there wasn't one dog there that wasn't cool, even the dogs that we took from our board and training program down there. They all three done really good, too. We didn't do all the stuff that everybody else did, of course, because they hadn't been here that long. But Bianca, you should set up here. You're worse than me in school. Setting back and leave my chair back, fall asleep.
I never did that in school.
No, but you do it here almost. You get bored. So, well, Brett, does anybody got any questions for Bianca so we can wake her up? Somebody needs a question for Bianca. I've got a question. How much fun are you having with all the puppies?
A lot.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I really like them.
I just told Mariah today, Mariah, that probably when this batch is done, you'll probably got to go on break for a while. You feel you will?
No.
No?
I got a pretty good program, you know?
It makes a lot more fun with round pin concrete.
It is.
It makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So
I really look forward to coming out there and working with them. I'm ready for these ones to be just a tad bit older so I can start doing more in town with them.
Yeah.
Like taking Johnny to restaurants and stuff was fun.
Yeah, the only bad thing, you gotta buy food. Yeah. Guess you go drink water. Just tell them you're there to train your dog and look at the menu. Ask if they got a table in the back you can go sit at or something. They might make your own spot. Have the dog trainer there every week. People come by there and see how your dog's doing.
I tell most people to leave my dogs alone when I'm at a restaurant.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, you know, for me, I mean, we always have dogs that we really, I always brag on. Bianca has dogs that she does, I guess. But for me, like with Blue and Blaze, I don't know if any of you followed those two boxers that are here, that were here at Port and Train. What was it, 3 months ago, probably? 4 months ago? Mm-hmm. Something like that, but they fought really bad. One of them was like 5 or 6, and one of them was a year old. And even the owners got chewed up a little bit trying to break the dogs up in dog fights. And it was so fun because the people never quit trying. And I was telling somebody that in a lesson in the last few days, that it's fun because, like, I feel that the guy, he was like, the one who really was going for it, and the lady kind of stayed back a little bit instead of getting in the middle of it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? He was leading the training, I guess. You follow me?
Only because it was hard for her not to be anxious about it.
Well, for sure, but I mean, for whatever reason, for me, it's always fun to see that the one person don't argue with the other one, I guess is what I'm saying. She was really supportive.
Oh,
he was really
they were
supportive.
Both on board.
Yeah, and it makes so much difference when you have that, rather than when you have somebody like Bianca tell them, you should do this, you should do that, you know what I mean? Or I do that to Bianca probably, but it is, it's so fun for all the clients that we have. I mean, we could name probably dozens of them where both parties are really involved with making a better dog. Mm-hmm. And normally they can win, but
it's really hard when they're not both on board.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When they're both not on board, it's really hard for them to win.
Like
because
when people get drugged to the training class, it's not.
It's not good. No.
If someone doesn't want to come here and learn, we can't teach them.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I think maybe more times so than no, the ones who come that are like that, one of them don't want to show up. Once, if they try to get involved with our program, they enjoy it and they switch over. The ones who really hate it, normally they don't come back. But sometimes, and we do have a few of them, who both parties don't support the other one. And so they just have a hard time winning. And that's with life, you know. People ask me how me and Jody put up with one another for so long. More likely how Jody put up with me for so long, but I think it's because we do a lot together, but we do a lot on our own. Like, she done reining and cutting and stuff and drill teaming, and I went rodeoing a lot, you know, and worked a lot and cowboyed around a lot. And the cow catcher stuff, she enjoyed going to help me with that, but the team roping part, not so much, because for her, it's probably like watching paint dry, you know. So, but we supported one another in what we wanted to do. And that's the same thing with the dog training. If both parties, even if one don't really want to be involved in it, if they will just support the other one. Does that make sense? It makes it a whole lot easier.
And be on board with new rules, new boundaries, structure. Yeah.
Just don't buck the system, you know. And, you know, there's all kinds of ways for me that you can support your husband, wife, brother, sister, dad, mom, grandma, grandpa, whoever it is, you know. You can support them sometimes by leaving them alone. Mm-hmm. Don't, just like Bianca said, don't be negative. Don't try to undo everything they do. If you don't approve of it or whatever, leave it alone a while. And one guy here, I don't know, a few years ago, I told him, I said, dude, you try our program for 30 days, and if you don't see a huge change in your dog, then, you know, go do something else. Give him some treats, I guess. I don't know. But if you really follow our program, you'll see change in your dog. And that's the hardest thing. And to me, I found out when I get older, like, what's the day, Friday? Next Friday's only a couple days away. You know, when I was really young, it was like, man, I got to wait till next weekend. That was forever in a day. And now, the older you get, it's, to me anyway, it's just the faster the time goes. I mean, it's just like, holy crap. You know, you got a puppy today, and next week it's a year old or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just the time goes so fast. And majority of the time with puppy training, leaving a puppy alone more, you'll teach them so much by not always having them out aggravating them, letting them aggravate you, let them chew on socks and the couch and the carpet. And I seen a little video of you had two dogs out here, puppies chewing on sticks. Mm-hmm. Those puppies had so much fun, but the biggest thing is for me, watch the video, was you kept an eye on the puppies and they couldn't eat the sticks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they just chewed on the sticks and they played with the sticks and had fun. And so for the people who watch even that video, don't go thinking, oh, they're just going to let the dog eat the sticks. You know, you got to supervise them. You don't give the dog a stick and go take a nap, you know. But there's so much stuff that these dogs and puppies can do that's really entertaining. Like those puppies, they had a blast chewing on those sticks. I seen one of them around pen this morning.
Yeah.
One of them carried in last night whenever he came back to the round pen, like Si used to. Si used to steal everything and bring it in the morning. But there's so much you could do with the puppies. But the biggest mistake that people make with puppies is thinking they always have to interact with them. And you don't. I mean, if you get those puppies tired and put them to bed, and they'll stay in their crate for hours at a time and be perfectly
content. They need a lot of sleep.
Yes. And then if you really, it hurts you to see them in there, get them back out and play with them, you know, do some training, take them for a little walk, whatever, you know, just something to exercise. And they don't need a lot. I told a guy that 4 or 5 years ago, he had a dog, and he got a lab puppy, and he wanted to start jogging the mountains with it, which he did himself, but I told him, he's like, man, my pup don't go very far, and he just wants to quit, and I had to carry it. I'm like, yeah, you got a puppy. It's like taking your 3-year-old kid and wanting to run over the mountains with them. It don't last very long. They got a lot of energy, but it don't last long. And so once he quit doing that, then things went really well for him. But it is, it's hard for people to understand that when you have a puppy, they have a lot of energy, but it doesn't last very long. Brett, you got anything on there? Man, we're not going to stay on very long tonight. So anybody got any questions, you need to fire them off. Do you check the last ones to see if there's any questions left on there after we got off?
Yeah.
I hear a while back somebody asked me something out here, and we're really busy. I told them just to jump on there and throw it on there, and we'll check it next time we're on there, and we'll talk about it, you know. But I think it, for me, it's just... it's fun to see the determination of the people who keep showing up all the time for the group walks. But it's also really fun to see, like, Blue and Blaze come back today, and they're just as good as they were when they left.
And they haven't
been for any
training between now and then. And they haven't been for training between now and then.
No, they've been not. Yeah. We haven't seen them for a while, you know. But the thing is the owners kept coming back even when I took them home, and we got a few more lessons in here and there, and we took them out in the field together a little bit more, and now the owners take them out. Not saying they're not going to get in another scruffle, but right now they're not. They're doing really good. I took them out together today, and they done really good out in the field, and we didn't stay out very long because it was 90 degrees out there, but I let them go out and go to the bathroom, run around for a minute, and they were ready to come back in the barn. But it just shows you how much determination that people have. And so, Bianca, what do you want to talk about?
What are your three...
Will you swap your mic? Will you just flip it around? It's just upside down. There you go.
What are your three biggest tips for a walk?
Mine?
Yeah.
Three?
Not even your biggest, just three tips for a walk.
I think don't let your preparing for the walk be a game.
Like when you get the leash and you're like, do you want to go for a walk?
Me, I would set my dog. Then I would get my leash. And I would use that for a moment to train my dog to set while I got my leash. Then I'd have my dog to set while I put my leash on. And then I'd have my dog to walk out the door with me. People mistake this, and there's trainers that train it, and not saying that it don't work, because I could do it either way. but I don't make my dog set. And we just done a video, so you can go watch it. I don't make my dog set when I open the door. I just make him stay with me. When I open the door, he stays with me going out the door. And so outside the door, he has to stay with me. Then I shut the door. So that's two things, right? It's, you said three things, right?
Yeah, I don't feel like your first two were super clear.
Well, have your dog to sit. While you get your leash off the shelf or out of the closet in the hallway normally. And then have your dog to stay set while you put the leash on. And have your dog to stay set while you turn yourself around to walk out the door. When you open the door and you go through it, the dog goes through it with you. And when you get outside the door, when you turn to shut the door, the dog should turn with you, just like the video we did the other day. And the dog we did what the other day wasn't perfect because he hadn't been here very long, you know. But then your dog should stay with you while you shut the door, okay? So that's two steps, one inside the house, one outside the house. Then my third step would be I would have my dog lined up with me when I take my first step for my walk, and he would stay in a heel until I let him out of it. And if people really practice those three things, you'd be amazed how much better. Your dog would probably go to your door and sit and wait for you to put the leash on if he knew he was going on a walk. Because you look at Bear. Bear's like the most respectful dog to be petted that I think I've ever seen. And I don't even know why. I never really trained him to do that. He just couldn't get petted unless he sat, and then he figured out pretty quick that if I want petted, I run over and sit, and I look you in the eye, and you'll pet me. And people normally do. They're not even scared of him. So, it's repetition, repetition, you know. Kay asked me the other day about Quinn being harder to put the leash on, or the collar, or whatever. And it's only because Quinn's ready to go. It's not nothing else. She's just, it's like, hurry up, get it on, let's get out of here. When you get in that situation, it's because you hurry up and put it on and then you leave. Where me, and I told Kay, you put it on and then you stand back up and then you lean back over and you take it back off. And you make your dog behave. So it's not about, I'm just going to bust out the door.
Yeah, if your dog gets way too excited when you get gear out to go for a walk, you should put the gear on and not go for a walk.
Yes. Yep. And then you should take it off and maybe put it back on, yeah. You know. You just got to desensitize your dog. And when are we going to do our one-week challenge thing? Remember, we're going to start doing one?
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing, right? Mm-hmm. And what's the rules on it? Have you talked about it?
We're not doing that yet.
Oh, yeah. Scratch that, I guess. We're not there. I thought we were there, ready.
No. We're not.
Normally when Bianca mentions something, she whips out the paperwork when I ask her about it.
You can start it, but I have nothing on it so far.
Well, I don't have nothing on it. I don't know what we're doing. You're the one deciding.
That's why we're not doing it yet.
Well, Captain Morrison says, I would like to come more often, but my schedule makes it hard. I must say I got Pi 8 weeks, started COVID. I took her home to Home Depot and watched people every day until she wanted to in the store. Wanted to go into the store. She's saying that she'd like to come more often, but her schedule
makes
it hard.
You know, that's with me. I want to do so much, but my schedule just sucks. I totally understand, Gavin. I'm supposed to be in Alaska fishing right now.
The only reason you're not in Alaska fishing is because you didn't book it.
You know why?
Why?
Because they were canceling all the flights, and I didn't want to get up there and not be able to get home.
Oh. That's not a schedule problem.
I didn't say it was. My phone says I'm on vacation today.
I canceled that.
Huh?
I canceled that because you had commitment issues on your vacation.
It still shows on my phone.
You don't know what dates you're taking vacation? I just like erase the vacation.
But it is hard for people to find the time. And, you know, this fall, soon it starts cooling off a little bit, so we can kind of depend on the cooler weather. We'll probably do more classes.
Yeah, well, I was talking about that with Paula and Denise today. Yeah. We have so many fun events, but we're just not really feeling like cooking.
It's just so hot right now. And
yeah.
Me, it don't matter. I mean, if I was going to do them, I'd do them like 7 o'clock in the morning. But I'd be by myself.
Yeah, you'd have no clients there.
Nobody would come. I'd have Mariah or Moriah, and I have Heather. That'd be my three people that would show up.
You don't think I'd be there?
Nah. Not if it was a lecture about training. If you were here to give a lecture, you might be. If you were getting lectures.
Yeah, I've been sitting out on your lectures lately.
You know, it's funny for me how people get better at something. They're less likely to go out of their way to listen to a lecture.
What, you know what I'm talking about, Brett? Trying to say right now.
You know what I'm saying, Brett?
He's trying to, like, elude to
but
something.
See, you're, like, earlier.
Fly on the wall right now.
Like, earlier, I said, Bianca, why don't you sit here and join me? And she's back in the back rolling in.
I think you just got yourself a lecture right here.
But I try to learn something, you know, all the time.
You think I don't try to learn?
Well, I feel you learn every day.
Then what are you trying to say?
I just say you don't go out of your way as much to come and get a lecture. You just drift into them, or we're doing a
Marvin,
clinic.
I don't have to go out of my way. They're, like, always right here. I don't have to go hunt for
them. Do you remember 3 years ago?
I just have to, like, breathe oxygen when I'm walking into the barn and I get one.
Do you remember, like, 2 or 3 years ago? I could not train a dog without Bianca there. You'd be like, what time? And now you do so much of the office work and the janitor work and all the other stuff. You don't have time just to hang out in the training pen. You've got your hat and too many hats or too many branding irons in the firing hana to keep them all warm. And that's why we've been working on pushing stuff away from your plate so you can start doing some more training.
Yeah, this week was not my favorite.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I kind of miss you sometimes.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah,
some days I'm like answering 57 people's questions and scheduling things and doing stuff, and I'm like, man, I remember when I just trained dogs.
I know. If you were a fly on the wall in the morning out here and watching me train, you'd be like, holy shit, that must be fun.
Yeah,
nobody
yeah.
bothers me.
That's like kind of
just
my favorite time right now is I'll come up here at 7 and there's
nobody
here
bothering you. Yeah.
And no people around. And
I have
Mariah. Dogs by myself.
Yeah, Mariah or Moriah here usually at 7 to help me. And they bring me dogs because once I get started, I don't like to leave around pen too much because I got too many dogs tied back and stuff or whatever. But they go bring me dogs and then they train and. This morning I had Mariah with the big collie, Presley.
Yeah.
I had her over there, had a tie back on the wall and had her sending that dog to place and having it come back. And it did, the dog did really good. Mariah was kind of like a little bit confused because she was having to use leashes and long lines. And, but the dog only tried to paw her once and that was when she was standing up. And That's one of the owner's biggest concerns.
Dog's attitude is doing really good, and he's doing really good with his training, but boy, is that going to be tough when the owners come back.
Well, that's just part of life. I've probably seen worse. It's just, what's their name really amazed me with the lesson yesterday. Monte.
Mm-hmm.
He never got crazy. She never got crazy.
That's pretty cool.
She did not even know the people were there. She sniffed them out. She was looking for them. They came pet her. She didn't lick, snap, jump. I'm like, holy crap, there's something wrong with her.
Sometimes people don't have as much of a relationship issue as they have a communication issue. Some people have a relationship issue.
Well,
and a communication issue.
Yeah, I think they got all five.
What are the other three?
I don't know. I'll think about it. But like
over affection.
Yeah,
they wanted to hug it.
They want to put it on the couch. You know, all the above. And for me, I think the hardest part of people understanding is your dog can go back to doing all that. But I don't recommend doing it the day you take them home.
Yeah. If you bring home a puppy and you find yourself constantly picking the puppy up and you can't really leave the puppy alone,
you need to have me to put my suit and tie on. Good water in this 7-Up bottle.
Are you reusing it?
Well, I just poured out the soda. Zero sugar. I need a soda water bottle. Not mine. I think it's Grace's. She must not like them because she's had that 6-pack for 2 months, I think. Nobody takes them.
I think 2 months might be a little dramatic.
Yeah, but probably a month and a half.
Yeah.
But you offer updates for the week. What happened this week that you...
What's happening? Hey, you know we're making a bunch of new leashes. I am. Bianca's going to let everybody see them one day. Most people that come around here has already seen them because they already use them. I don't like them, but they do. I kind of still like my inner tube leash. All right, Bianca, what do you want to add to it before we go?
That's all I got.
Brett, you got anything you want to talk about?
Nope, it's your events that you did this week. So, like, how was the group walk?
You know, the group walk. Yeah, I talked about walk. The group walk was really great. I think everybody there had a lot of fun. And the thing that woke my eyes, or opened my eyes so much for the group walk was when we'd done the dog hunting people in the woods.
Hide and seek.
How ill-mannered the dogs were.
Marvin, I don't even know how you could say that they were ill-mannered dogs. Remember the day how we talked about letting me finish my statement? It was bad word choice.
No, it's not.
There were no ill-mannered dogs.
Can I finish now? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's dog there was great, you know? There was no dogs there out of control. Everybody's dogs listened to them. And I say ill-mannered. Bianca don't like that word. I guess I should change it to... There were so many dogs there at this, what is it called? Hide-and-seek event that couldn't settle. Is that better words?
Yeah.
Couldn't settle?
Yeah.
So throw the ill-mannered out.
That's a lot better.
So we're going to like cut.
And the majority of them couldn't settle because...
Hey, take 19... At our group walk last Saturday, there were so many dogs who couldn't settle because I feel the people not put them in those situations. And we had some hyper dogs there that was really ready to go. The reason being, Bianca, that all the dogs were so ready to go because that's the dog's playground we entered, and that's why I did it.
So what would you say, that the people should come to set your dog free and not let their dogs free?
Well, you know, I've always told people, now that you ask, if you do set your dogs free, I feel that sometimes, as long as everything is controllable, you should have your dog on a leash once in a while and have your dog to heel with you a little bit on your walk. You should call your dog to you and make your dog settle while everybody else walks away. Then, when you have these events, your dog will settle, like Bear did. He did really good. I'm amazed. I mean, I can't even believe he didn't get out back of Kubota. But he wasn't tied in there. And normally, if I whistle, holler, or anything, come here or there, he jumps out of the side-by-side to come because he thinks I'm talking to him, even though I'm not. This time, he just stayed there. And there wasn't a dog there that people couldn't control without a leash on. If they took the leash off, the dogs would have probably been better than they were with the leash on. Correct?
Mm. Only because then they would have had to down them.
Yes, they would have had to have made them mine. But if you go the route I like to go and like to see people go, your dog should be able to settle with or without a leash. And we talk about that at every group walk, you know. And like I said, at the group walks, all the dogs lay around and they're perfectly content laying there being behaved on a leash. But this was their playground. And it's just like taking a dog to a dog park. Half these dogs, most likely, if you came here for a Saturday group walk and you got your dog out of the car and you walked up to the in playground and took your dog back to your car, it would probably be pissed and bark all the way home. And be like, nah, bullshit, we're going for a walk and you didn't do it, you know. So the dogs, for me, kind of become, entitled to go there and run and play. And they all behave. And like I told someone the other day, they asked about their dog being eligible to go to the group walk. I told them that your dog has to behave. And to behave at the group walks and just run around and play and don't start shit, you know? So it's not that complicated. But anytime you restrain these dogs at their playground, it makes it a lot harder. And that's the same thing with going out your front door, like we talked about earlier. If you're going to go out your front door and you're going to psych your dog up, then you're going to have a psyched up dog at the front door. Mm-hmm. So if you train your dog at the front door, if you train your dog at the group walks, the group walks, I guess, or the set your dog's free. If you train on your dog some during those things, it's a lot different for your dogs because then they learn they're better trained, right, for different types of situations. So, okay, Bianca, man, that made that hard to say your dog was a turd.
Pardon me if I word this wrong, but I feel like people think that they have to work with their dog for 2 hours, and they can work with their dog for 10, 15 minutes.
For sure, all the time.
15 minutes, put them up, don't overcomplicate it.
Yes, it depends on what you're doing, you know, and I tell people all the time that, you know, I can train a dog in minutes. And you can too now. You've learned that.
Yeah, but you know what most people miss? And now I sound like Marvin. You know what most people do wrong? What most people miss is that, correct, you only have to train on the dog for minutes to get some good work in. You don't have to do it for 2 hours straight. Sometimes it doesn't hurt to do half an hour, but let's say you train on your dog 3 times a day for 10, 15 minutes. It's what you do in between that.
Yes.
All day that affects your whole program, which is why we do board and train, because we can't control what people do when they take the dog home. If we have the dogs here just for the day, which we do a hybrid program, but we only do it for dogs that
very selective.
Just need to learn obedience and have a good attitude, a good temperament, aren't super disrespectful to the owners. They just don't know things because we work really hard and our whole day is structured. But then if they go home, they get a pup cup on the way home. They get snuggles on the couch after that. They get no crate time. They get no place time. And they just hang out and watch movies and eat popcorn.
And some people apologize to them on the way home.
The beginning part of the day kind of goes to wash. Especially when you're in the phase of trying to convince dogs that their owners are going to make them mine. Because the dogs don't believe you. The dogs do not believe you that you mean something.
It's
like,
like
I talked to a lady on the phone today that says her dog is really well trained and listens to all commands. And she's calling for help because the dog doesn't recall in the driveway if there's other dogs. Our perspective on that is that your dog does not listen to all commands and is not very well trained in circumstances that the dog doesn't feel like listening. The dog might have an idea of what those things mean, but it's negotiable. It will come if it wants to. It will sit if it wants to. It will down if it wants to. But if there's something more valuable, then it's going to go do that instead.
A lot of the things that people say their dogs do is they say sit, you know, the ninth time, and their dog sits. And to them, their dog sits, but their dog gets up before they get done saying the last syllable. So the same thing when they tell their dog to down. They'll downstay, but they downstay, like Bianca said, only if they want and forever how long they want, not ever how long the owner wants to. So it's, for me, with the board and train program, it's kind of like putting an alcoholic in a drunk tank. You get the alcoholic away from the drunk, the beer, you know, and we try to get the dog away from the owner because majority of the time the owners is a lot of the problem, you know. Not always, because once in a while you get a shelter dog, you inherit that problem, you know, but still, if you could separate the two and get a head start on it, because here with the dogs that are boarding trained, they get trained on when they go out to play. They get trained on when they come back in. They get trained on while they're in the crates or the kennels. They get trained on one-on-one, you know. So there's so many things we can do for short periods of time, like Bianca said earlier, minutes, like Brett said, that makes a huge difference in each dog's life. But the rest of the time, they're structured, like Bianca said. They can't just go out and play on the playground with 15 dogs and chew on one other and knock one other around. So
yeah, if you work really hard for 15 minutes and then your dog is free range and gets unlimited affection, unlimited toys, unlimited treats, throw that 15 minutes in the trash.
Yeah. So, Brett, you got anything else?
Yeah, Paula Smith says, I appreciate your guidance on dog training. My dogs have improved, but we have so much more work to do.
We found a lot of little things for them today. Nothing major. But
lucky I wasn't there.
Paula Smith also said, I saw
that's
Bianca.
Why they asked me to come do in-home lessons.
Paula, you hurt my feelings. Bianca said you didn't ask me. You wanted her because you wanted somebody nice.
Paula said, I saw Bianca's and won at least two. Talk about the leashes, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy Morrison said, hi again. Kathy here with Pi. Why did she leave? Not go find me in the woods. She does a lot of nose work, but not air scent. Was that the problem?
It's
no.
If she was using her nose, if you would have walked the same distance, your dog probably would have had no problem finding
yes,
you.
Yes, every dog there.
The trickery was that Marvin was testing to see if your dog could recall from a tough spot hidden out of sight. So it's long distance hidden recall, not scent work.
And your dog got on my side by side. Your dog got on my side by side four or five times.
Every time went to where she could smell you.
But they couldn't smell people walking away.
And this is something that's difficult to just practice if you don't have a safe forestry area where you can hide from a long, long distance from your dog. This isn't like super realistic unless you're an avid hiker.
You know, the biggest thing is for me with the dogs, and I know from my cow dog world training, is I always taught my cow dogs to hunt them up was a command to go find my cattle or goats or sheep, whatever it was. And I sent them to weigh my four-wheeler, me or my truck, or my horse was directed that way. And so with all the dogs that we tried to send, I walked every dog in the direction they should have went whenever the owners called them, but they just couldn't figure out where you went because there was no scent, you know? And for me, that's why I'd made it so hard just for, I don't know.
And some dogs are so good at something, but if you totally switch that up, it throws them off so bad. I will never forget when I used to get to use Scout to put the chickens up at the vineyard, and then Ulysses moved the coop in a day.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get Scout to put the chickens in the coop, and he was bringing the chickens to the original location of the coop, and I was so screwed. I had to hand... That was the day that I taught him to hold chickens, because I had him pin the chicken down, and then I would go get the chicken and go put it in the coop, and then I'd have to get him to catch another chicken and pin it down, and he was looking at me like, what is wrong with you? I keep bringing them over here where they're supposed to go, and you keep taking them away, and I was so lost, and I remember thinking, like, you're not going to believe what happened yesterday, and you were like, well, yeah, you've been using
repetition.
Things in the same place every day. What do you think was going to happen? And I was like, I thought he just herded him to the coop.
That's what I told people back in the day before I built all the dog kennels, even before the round pen was here. We had an old piece of metal one, but I would saddle my horse, and while I was getting him ready, I would send Jake out the back door, and even Sport, and then Tyson at last, and tell them to go get the cows, and they'd go all the way up and go through the arena gates and out the back up in the woods and get the cows, and they'd bring them to the same gate every time, you know.
Yeah.
But luckily for me, I'd herded my cattle with me and my horse enough that I could, when I wanted to do something different, I'd just have my dog bring them to my horse, and then they would just follow me around. With you and your chicken coop, you didn't have your dog to herd your chickens to you.
No, I just had him gather them to the same spot on a regular basis.
Yeah, and you just make it repetition, and then it's hard to change.
You know, we used Scout to teach him. We taught him to hunt the cat, because the cat would get out sometimes, and we would have Scout hunt the cat, and then Scout would push the cat back to home. And Brett did that so many times that now if the cat gets out and you call the dog, the cat recalls himself to the door. Faster than the dog can get to him.
I hope you don't send your dog out sometime and accidentally gets Buck or Roy.
Maybe twice our dogs have chased Buck and Roy at night. And every time I'm like, our dogs are so fucked. Yeah. They're going to get so beat
they
up
gang
by
up
these
on
cats.
Them.
They're going to be savagely ruined by Jody's barn cats. Jody's barn cats are savage. Yeah, I watched them the other day. The one was volleying a bird. And the other one came over and he volleyed the bird to the other cat. And that cat volleyed the bird. And I was like, just amazed. They are gangsters.
Yeah, they are. They're But they're, well, the one you could, I can pet them both when I feed them in the morning if they show up. They don't always show up. But outside, I can't pet either one of them.
No, if you're feeding them, you can pet the orange one.
Yeah, and the black one too when
I
it comes
can't
in.
Pet the black one. The black one doesn't come in when I'm feeding
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Bring in a bird.
Huh?
Maybe I'll bring him a bird.
Yeah, bring him a bird. You'd be their friend or a mouse.
The cats will probably be like, this idiot doesn't think we can catch birds.
Yeah, they'll probably start bringing them over to you. All right, Brett, you got anything?
Paula said Marvin's always welcome to come and help us with training.
Thanks, Paula. Bianca just
I'll send him out there next time. You're going to regret that.
No, she'll be so happy. She'll be like, dang, I'm sorry, Bianca ain't here.
They just
welcome.
Like to learn.
They do.
Like to learn.
Yeah. It's fun to see people that just are devoted to having cool dogs, you know.
And man, Pi was a piece of work when we met him, but he's doing so much better.
Better without his mom in some things than he is with his mom, but he does so
good.
Tell
me a dog that you know that does better with their mom than without. I'll wait.
Yeah, I don't know. Can't think of one right offhand. Maybe Rue and Brett. Rue does for good. Dad, not mom, but yeah.
You think Rue's better with Brett than without?
Probably. When's the last time Rue got in trouble with you, Brett?
She kind of got in trouble about a week ago, right?
Define what get in trouble is.
Dog fighting, killing anything.
Well, I haven't put her in
biting anybody.
Yeah, she hasn't been in that
situation.
Probably
6 months to a year.
Yeah, and so there you go.
I think.
Rest my case.
Well, if that's the way we're evaluating it.
When's the last time Rue got in a fight with Bianca?
Dang, I gotta go.
Do you know that the last time that Lou got in a fight with me, I'm pretty sure I had her with dogs. Confirm this. I'm pretty sure I had her out with dogs, and she didn't fight until I took the corner of the barn, and she saw Brett.
Did she get into a fight?
Oh, you two are just...
You know, it is fun for me to see how many hundreds and hundreds, if not a thousand, of clients that's been through here since Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher started, and how many of them have really cool dogs that we see. You know, there's a lot of them that we don't see. Once in a while, we'll see somebody we ain't seen for a year or so, and they're like, "Oh, our
dog's
great."
You know who I would brag on? Brag on?
Bear.
Mark. Short Stack.
Yeah.
That dog was such a bully. I've never been pushed around so bad by a dog. And he wasn't mean.
No,
he's
just
so
angry.
Pushy. And he is so freaking polite now.
He is.
He's polite with the dogs. He's polite with people. He's polite in his kennel. Those owners have done.
Yeah, it's fun to see.
A-plus grade.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to bail off here. It's getting hot in here. So.
I'm giving out good grades. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Hey, thanks everybody. We'll see y'all the next time. Right. Have a good evening.
Thanks for listening to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast. If you found this information helpful, we suggest following even more of our dog training tips and resources on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher.